Okay, I'm trying to be with the breath without controlling it. When I let go of control, the breath seems to accelerate so that I can't keep up with it. Help. I think sometimes, a sense of balance is really important, because if for some reason the breath is accelerating and both the mind is having a hard time keeping up, maybe the body is agitated because of that, then to be consciously finding ways, and it isn't sort of controlling in terms of trying to make it submit to one's will sort of thing, but the finding ways that one can direct attention that helps that relaxation and settling, so that breathing with the whole body, or really allowing allow the breath to extend into the places of the body where one because normally, of course, if we think of it in a rational way anatomical, then the breath just sort of comes in your lungs and goes out again. But that isn't how you experience it. It isn't how you feel it. So that you can be... And when we speak of the breath, it's also kind of the breath energy or the body energy or the life energy. Like when we do the precepts, the first precepts, panatipata velamini, I determine the precept to not take the life of any living creature. Well, any living creature is pana, and it's the same as anapana sati. Ana is the in breath, pana is the breath is it. So that it's the breath. So then it's this is the kind of the life force. So that attending to that breath energy, attending to that the kind of the living body being that's infused with the breath, and then allowing that to settle, breathing into the body, letting the body breathe out, finding ways to relax and soothe and settle, and of course there's a directing of energy and directing of attention and framing how we experience it, which you might call it controlling. But one needs to be able to learn how to play with the breath and play with attention in different ways, so that the meditation becomes both alive as well as easeful, and the mind has an opportunity to become clear and settled.